This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're a funny person.
I am.
You just offered up a line that's very funny, and we really can't repeat it on air, but it was hilarious.
I don't even know what I said.
Well, maybe it's better that way.
It is better that way.
You're about to have, pot down that annoying weather music.
Oh, come on. Let's crank it up.
Let's play the overrated, underrated song again.
Let's play it right now.
I mean, time to start the show.
It's time for overrated, underrated, or properly rated with the Chad Hopman Show. Live here on CCO. Call or text.
Change the voice.
651-461-9226. Come on, join the fun.
I mean, if that doesn't make you happy, it sounds like a you problem. You're about to have a turkey and Munster sandwich. I'm going to say the Munster cheese. Underrated. Harrigan?
Oh, I love Munster cheese.
I don't remember the last time I've had Munster cheese, which means...
Well, there are some in the fridge.
It means, well, I'd love a little taste.
All right.
I'd love to remind myself what it exactly tastes like. But I think it sounds like a very underappreciated cheese at the very least. It should get a little more love.
I think so.
Spread it around a little bit. We don't, you know, Swiss.
Swiss.
Can we just get rid of Swiss?
You hate, is it the holes? Is that it?
You hate Swiss?
Well, yeah. I mean, if you could fill up a whole slice, that would be nice, Swiss. But no, it just tastes like trash.
It's the fact that the Swiss are quitters. Like most people who make cheese, it's a full. There's a lot of stuff there.
Yeah.
The Swiss are taking a shortcut.
I don't even know if it's quitters. You're stealing product. I bought a block of cheese.
Yeah. I mean, when I buy my Swiss cheese and they weigh it out at, the
Cub,
butcher area,
right?
You know, wherever.
Lululemon.
Yeah.
William Sonoma.
That's where I get it. William Sonoma. That's where I go get it. You know, am I paying the same amount? I'm like, okay, I want those holes filled in. Now, most of my Swiss cheese, you're just a sick person. I mean, I went with one and, Susie?
Yes.
Swiss cheese.
I'm all in on Swiss cheese.
I am too.
Do you want to know what the temperature is right now?
85.
83.
Thank
you.
Wow. He wins.
Thank you.
Do you want to start your show now?
Mm-hmm.
After you have a little sip of tea?
No.
Hot chocolate?
Hot chocolate. I'm proving the point that no matter the temperature,
oh yes,
hot chocolate is phenomenal.
Or soup. Remember you were into soup.
Oh yeah, chili. It's fine. And by the way, coffee. Disgusting.
I know you hate coffee.
It's just disgusting.
All right.
Harrigan, go ahead. Say it.
1,000% correct.
Blah, blah, blah.
Not easy.
Wow.
I'm struggling.
I know you are.
Let's go. I can't get over how much that makes me laugh.
That was a presidential debate.
I mean, let's go back in the Wayback Machine. Because we're going to get to a lighter topic here. I saw something on the Twitter machine. By the way, Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan, Susie Jones, we're here with you on CCO. Thank you so much for listening, whether it's live, podcast, whatever it might be. Somebody put a tweet out and said, would we all have been better off if this guy would have won? And it was Mitt Romney. That was a tough vote for me. It was. In the end, I went with Barack Obama. But I could have easily voted for Romney, and
I think I did vote for Mitt.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure I did.
For me, very defendable position. And I think Mitt has even improved in areas. Obama, we don't really know as much because we don't really see him much, right? But if we get Willard Mitt Romney, do we get Donald John Trump? Now, I think he's just a chameleon. And I think it's possible he would have emerged and said, I'll be a Democrat, but it's kind of hard to pull the birther stuff if you run as a Democrat.
Yeah.
You know, so Obama one term, you get Mitt, You probably don't get Donald John Trump. And there's people out there listening right now who are scamming me saying, that guy we didn't. I love Donald Trump. I get that you do. For the for the betterment of this country, just my personal view. And I think I've been very clear about Joe Biden for 2 years not getting my vote. I wish Mitt Romney would win. I think the texter who raised this is right. If we go back, and this popped up also on the Twitter machine the last week, and they showed, I think it was like about 2.5 minutes of Obama and Romney. Two very smart individuals, okay, having a respectful debate on issues. Did you just bring him in, a little turkey and Munster? Just Munster cheese.
Oh, sliced cheese.
What a nice, forward to very this. Nice. Thank you, Susie.
No holes in that bad boy.
Very,
either.
Very kind of you. Now, again, Romney dominated the first debate. And then Obama was fairly condescending about Russia as our main rival, you know. And I think Mitt, in the long run, probably was right. But you watch that. You watch Obama and Romney. Even you watch W and Gore.
Yeah. Obama-McCain.
Obama-McCain. And then you see these goofballs talking about the club championship. And one guy is genuine club champion. And the one thing, other guy sounds like he's about to pass.
And Trump about, being the one to say, all right, we're being a little childish here. Let's grow
Donald
up.
Donald Trump being childish.
We have so to grow
good.
Up.
So good. Okay. It's perfect out today. It is perfect. It is the start. Well, we can't say it's the start of the 4th of July holiday, because I think for some people, the start of the 4th of July holiday was like last Wednesday.
Well, I've heard fireworks for nights on
end. Oh, yeah.
Now.
They were going off at my place. Oh, they were, let me tell you. So for some, the 4th of July holiday started, I don't know, maybe June 1st. But there's nobody down here again today. And normally on a Wednesday, let's go, it's a beehive. It's buzzing. Major Garrett, by the way, today, 135, since we're not on Friday. The copy machine. On this perfect day, 4th of July holiday, you have no work responsibilities in this hypothetical. Where's your place? Where is your place? And it doesn't have to be Minnesota.
Oh.
Where is your place?
Take that, explore Minnesota.
On the 4th of July. If you go to Bring Your Ass, does it still go to Explore Minnesota? No, the guy switched that, didn't he? He switched it to someone. Go to bringyourass.com. Where is your place? I'm going to tell you, and I think we've done this before. I'm going back to where I was Sunday. I'm going to Northland Country Club, Duluth, even though I'm walking away from golf more and more because it's driving me nuts. I think it might be over, but I still love that place. That is my Camelot, right? Except, you know, I don't have a home there or anything. But, yeah, Northland Country Club, first tee, three great friends. Or family place, St. Croix River, on the water with the family. And that's what's taking place the next couple days. Dave Harrigan, I want you to tell me. And then I want others to tell me. Phone call. Elaborate. Text. Shout it out. Smoke signals. Comment on your favorite cheese. Munster. Swiss. Cheddar. Man, goat cheese. On some crackers. Little berry on there. Why are you looking at me like that?
I mean, could you sound any more pretentious right now?
Because I like
goat cheese with a little berry on a cracker. First of all, if you need a berry, it's not a very good cheese.
I don't know if that's true. Even though I think, I'll say this, people put berries in their cereal, what are you doing? My father used to do that all the time. Raspberries, blueberries, blackberries. I'd be like, just getting soggy in the milk.
What if you eat a cereal like the Special K red berries? They have the dried berries inside the cereal. It's part of the thing.
It's better. Although the cereal they have, and I don't have it very often, but it's the cereal, Special K with almonds.
Oh, get out of here.
It's the greatest cereal on the planet. Special K.
Could you be any more dull right now?
Oh, because you have berries in your cereal? That means...
I didn't say I'm necessarily pro-berry.
Hey, let's get wild and crazy man.
Let's get a boring flake and add one of the most boring nuts possible to it.
How long have you hated Big Almond?
Oh, not a fan of Big Almond.
Almonds are great. Okay, so we're giving you a kaleidoscope of topics here, including what's your handicap? How far could you carry your golf bag? How long are your drives? Again, those are the two people vying to be president. We can't play that enough. We can't play. And we might play the overrated theme like nine times today because I love it. It's so good. Where's your place? Maybe you're at your place right now. You're listening to us on the Odyssey app if by some miracle it's working. You're at your place right now. You're on a lake. Maybe you're at a bar. Maybe you're on a trip. Where is your place on a glorious summer day when this state has one good season? We've established that. It's summer, right? Spring, garbage.
Yeah.
Winter, get out of here. Fall has moments, but it's mainly stealing from summer.
Yeah. Spring gives you a little pre-summer. Fall gives you a little summer leftovers. But when you get into the meat of those seasons, they're trash, and we all know what winter can be.
Who knows me better than you? And again, when you talk about September, most of September, hot take is summer.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I don't need Carter making up a calendar and deciding you know, which days in order and which months are real months and when fall really starts. What do you got? Let's go. Let's go. Come on. 651-461-9226. Let's go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Rocky 3, right?
Rocky 4. Drago. Rocky
4. Oh, yeah.
Rocky 3 was
Clubber.
Hulk Hogan, Clubber Lang.
Yeah. Second best Rocky as we're playing a little James Brown. Tribute to America, I take it?
Oh, we're going all America.
Let's
today.
Go. I'm glad to be here, even as screwed up as we are.
It's a pretty good country.
Pretty dang good. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not one who's ever one time said, if this guy wins.
Moving to Canada.
No, I'm not. Staying here. Rocky 1 is the clear-cut winner as the best of the Rocky movies. Oh, get out of here. It's a phenomenal movie.
Drag it on. Let's go watch Rocky and Adrian ice skate around for 20 minutes talking about whatever nonsense.
It's a love story, buddy.
Apparently, yeah, exactly.
You, apparently
I want to see some guys
love.
Get slugged.
Oh, like there wasn't enough slugging at the end?
Yeah, you had to wait
rematch.
3 hours till you finally get to the good part.
Okay, well, you're wrong on that. Okay. Outside of Rocky 1, the best Rocky is?
Does that count the Creed movies?
Sure.
Because those are pretty darn good.
Yeah.
With Michael B. Jordan.
Yes. I think that the Clubber and the Hulkster, the second one, that's pretty good.
That's third. That's three, because Rocky 2 is the rematch.
Yeah. And I'm saying
Rocky 4.
Win.
That's
the big line.
I mean, Rocky 4 is the one that, as a kid, grabbed me. I don't know why, but...
Because you thought Apollo really died in front of you?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
You assume Apollo's dead, but, you know, he's going to get the rush. He's going to go train in Russia. That's what he's going to go do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Russian's doping, Drago, cheater. Rocky V's objectively terrible.
It's terrible.
Terrible movie.
Awful. Let's get to a number of your texts. Fall in Ely. Get out of here. This is not, no. Wrong. What is it, snowing up there?
Oh.
I mean, it's fall in Ely. You know what the average temperature is? 42 below. Okay. I've loved my iron range, but yeah. Today in Ely. Today. Among the techs, Rocky 2 is the best. On this, there must be no debate. It's a very frustrated Apollo.
Yeah.
Get me Balboa.
Mm-hmm.
Get me Balboa. Goes right the whole time, and then the switcheroo. Then the switcheroo. That's what I'm going to do when Donald Trump wins. for the next term, I'm going to be pro-Trump every show.
Right.
Why not?
And then,
why not? Let's mix it up. Let's on the show, let's just go Team Trump.
Why not? It works.
It does work. My place, the fourth, is the family lake. We had to sell this spring when my father-in-law passed away. Wow. I'm very sorry about that. Really missing it today. Hug the ones you love and don't take a minute for granted. That is so, so incredibly true. Where you could have significant differences. You can have petty differences. You can have a misunderstanding, not know it. And by the way, somebody could have been a total jackass and they earned your scorn, your disappointment, or maybe you were the person. And I get it. I can get mad. I can get frustrated. But man, things happen fast. It is a quick trip around this place. It really is. So don't roll over. Don't be somebody's floor mat. Make your points. Defend your positions. And then tell them you love them. We need more of that, right?
Yes. Hear, hear.
The Oregon coast, specifically a town called Cannon Beach. Crashing waves, tide pools, whales, building a fire on the beach with family and friends, the best. That sounds pretty good.
That sounds all right.
That sounds pretty darn good. This text, why are you off-roading? Wish there was more transparency when you're off. You're the only show you have to wait for the show to start to hear if you're on. So then I text the person back. Do the other hosts here and at other stations call you? I mean,
how did this person know you were off?
I mean,
there's been communication.
I mean, I just explained today on a Wednesday that I won't be here. I was going to go with the 30-minute show tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Then you got a little nervous about the weather making you do a 3-hour break.
That was it. I mean, that's it. I could act like, you know, no, I didn't want to do it. No, I'm afraid it's going to rain tomorrow, and I'm not doing 3 hours of the 4th of July. If I am, it's from the compound out east. And it's just going to be my phone when walking around. It's raining and having a glass of wine.
That's
so might be a good enough show. And then I'll call you in Woodbury. We'll just do the show.
Nah, I got a thing. I'm real busy tomorrow.
A thing. Tie between the cheese category here. Colby.
Oh.
And
get out of here with Colby.
Havarti? Is that how we say that?
Yes. Yeah. Havarti. Havarti's a good cheese.
Havarti's pretty good.
Colby's as dull as it gets.
Don't disparage my Frankenberry. Well, I don't know what that means. I mean, that could mean a lot of things.
I assume the Frankenberry cereal?
I think so.
I assume.
You never know. I had the Special K fresh at Kellogg's when it toured. I almost sounded like a true. I still don't Royce you there. PJ Terror. Toured the factory as a kid. The flakes are huge before they get crushed in a box. Oh, so good. See, there we go. That's a patriot. Knows how good the flakes are. From Kellogg's.
You appreciate the garbage flakes then. Crushed in the box. That's fine.
The best cereal of all time is Cocoa Krispies. You're both wrong. Nothing's better than Cocoa Krispies.
Mm-hmm. If you're going Cocoa, it's Cocoa Puffs all the way.
It is for sure Cocoa Puffs. St. Joseph's, Minnesota, free concert tonight with Killer V's and Joe Burgers, Brats and Beers, Fireworks for All. Let's try this again. Brats and beer, fireworks to follow tomorrow, parade at 10 a.m., stands right there, Joe Burgers and Brats. What are you saying on a 4th of July parade? It's going to be tough tomorrow, right?
I've never been. It seems like a very good smaller town activity. Get the whole town together.
Yep.
You know, we get the parade. Maybe there's something going on at the local park, a barbecue, and then light off the fireworks at night.
Pretty good.
Sounds like a pretty good 4th.
We can venture on down to the Afton one tomorrow, but might be pouring.
Might not be great.
No. Are you 0 to 10, your excitement for a parade? If the girls are not with you, it's me and you going to a small-town parade.
9.
You love small-town parades?
I love a parade.
Okay, you're lying. Same place as always, sitting in the bingo hall at the casino with an overflowing ashtray. It's 6 cards. Oh, my God. So good. Every 4th of July, we bring the family to Major League Ballpark somewhere. Have been to many this year, just doing the Twins game. That's cool.
That's a good deal.
That is cool. The cabin at Otter Tail Lake.
Is that Corey?
Yeah, that's his place. right?
Yeah.
I'll have to check. That's not Corey, though. Frequent, funny texter. Hello, Corey. Funny texter.
Could be. Rule by choice.
We should have had Mitt Romney, and we wouldn't be in this mess. If we get Romney, we don't get Trump, right?
It's less likely, but it's certainly not.
He's such
a 0%.
Yeah, he's such a chameleon.
Mm-hmm. The whole different party, man. Oof.
Oh, my God. This show has just lost all credibility. I would much rather watch paint dry than hear that stupid song and Susie singing. Susie's voice is totally overrated. Hit it again. Let's go. Let's go.
It's time for overrated, underrated, or properly rated with the Chad Hartman Show. Live here on CCO. Call or text 651-461-9226. Come on, join the fun.
That's tremendous. Rena, next. Rena in the house. She's on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. We all know that she grew up in Pittsburgh and believes in Pittsburgh and was friends growing up with Mean Joe Green and Terry Bradshaw and all the other Steelers. Mm-hmm. So when you were growing up in the Steel City and it was a 4th of July weekend, what was the family go-to? Just hang out? Would you go to family members? Would you go to friends? Big fireworks person, what was your move?
Don't forget, I'm first generation born in this country, so literally my entire family live within 4 feet of each other. So my my best friends growing up were all my cousins, all 712 of them. So we just roamed the neighborhood in like a little Greek gang.
Sounds dangerous. Dave, how would you feel if the Greeks are coming for you? All throughout, okay, Ohio. It's not Pittsburgh. It's Ohio. But that's the bit we're going to go with from now on. Dave, would you feel comfortable?
I don't feel comfortable already. I feel like they're coming after me right now.
Yeah.
So, you're on the list.
How high on the list is Dave to torment and storm? That's a very fair question. So I think it was 1 week ago today, we had Bill Guerin on, Wild general manager. And at some point in the conversation, I was asking Bill his favorite foods because he's lived a lot of different places. And he said his two favorite types of food are Italian and Greek. Okay, I feel like this town is okay at best in our Greek options. Am I underselling the Greek restaurants in the Twin Cities area?
No, there needs to be more options. So my daughter's godmother owns Gardens of Salonika, and of course, that to me is the best Greek restaurant
in
town.
I agree. Yep, that's good.
And but even then, she's scaled down how often she's open. She's only open like Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or maybe it's even Thursday, Friday, Saturday now. So we could definitely up our game here for sure.
Maybe that's a side business. Because, I mean, the restaurant business is a lot of fun. They all work, you know? I mean, you're guaranteed to make all your money back in the restaurant business.
None of them close down ever.
Never.
Even the most popular ones,
no.
Ever.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, let's get back to Ohio growing up. Okay, young Rena, fireworks, yes or no?
I don't ever remember, like, going somewhere to see fireworks. Like, I think it was just like whatever someone was shooting off in the neighborhood is what you did. You grilled out, octopus on the grill.
Excuse me?
Yeah. I told you, I am Greek.
Octopus.
And so,
okay.
Yeah.
So is this just small pieces we've cut up? Is this a larger octopus? What am I seeing on this grill?
No, smaller pieces. Like, you know, like a hot dog size piece of, yeah.
Dave, I would have preferred like a live octopus, and it's just placed on the grill.
Maybe kind of a, you know, a tank situation, a bunch of them in the tank. You can pick your own octopus.
Yeah. Well, okay. So you didn't want to be the
octopi.
Yeah, you did not want to be the torture, but somebody else was.
No, it was dead already.
I know, but
you don't put a cow on the grill. You put a hamburger.
Yeah, I mean, but What do you think? The octopus that just went here peacefully. Let's give you, you know, a little medicine and put you to bed again.
Night night.
They hypnotized the octopus, I guess. Okay, all right. So octopus. I've had it before. It's okay, I guess. Maybe I need to have
it okay.
Prepared by the family. Would you do the traditional burgers too, or was it just all Greek?
Yes, absolutely. No, hot dogs, burgers, all, you know, potato salad, apple pie. My aunt was the queen of making like any dessert made out of Jell-O.
Get out of there.
Like seriously. Crushed up pretzels with like cream
Gross.
Cheese and Jell-O.
Oh, God. Seriously.
Oh, yeah. She was the queen of that.
She's been like, kicked out of the family. I mean, at some point, that is just disgusting.
I still have some of those recipes. I shall make it for you one day.
No,
with
don't.
A side of ketchup.
Yeah. My name is Jason DeRussia. Okay. That's drop it off. That's my name. Okay. Now, your daughter is 8 or 7? What am I forgetting on the 8?
7.
Seven. Okay. We're going to have poor weather, but if the weather was good, are you inclined, you and the family, to drive? And let me just paint the picture. You're going to drive, again, the hypothetical, it's a nice night out. You're going to drive somewhere. Right. You're going to park about 5 miles away. You're going to carry this wool blanket. You're going to walk around. You're going to sit. Mosquitoes are going to be gnawing at you. People are going to be angry. Your daughter's tired from having all sorts of fun. The fireworks are good, but then you're going to walk 5 miles back. By this point, people are deep in their cocktails. They're obnoxious. There's traffic situations, and you get home about 4:15 a.m. Does that sound appetizing to you?
Not even the tiniest bit, and you know me well enough to know that that does not sound even remotely interesting.
No. If I brought fireworks, if I called my fireworks guy and had a 15-minute fireworks display in your backyard, would you at least go to the backyard or would you look out the window and enjoy them?
I look out the window. I mean, are you there or not there?
Yeah,
are you guys dropping these off?
Or? I'm dancing along with the fireworks. That is the entertainment.
Oh, I'm definitely not outside. I'm definitely not outside of this.
Dave Harrigan, two young, lovely, beautiful daughters. I painted the picture for you. Let's paint it again. You park 5 miles away. You get that wool blanket. The girls are tired. They're fatigued. They're crabby because it's been a busy day. Now you walk and you walk and you walk. You get there. It's crowded, sweaty people. The fireworks are fine. If you watch until the end, and you're not big at endings. We know that. You're stuck in traffic. Okay. Then you got to walk back the 5 miles. The girls are even more crabby. You and Lindsay are fighting. You get home at 4:15. And by 5:45 the next morning, I'm texting you about another guest. Does this sound appetizing to you?
Doing it tonight.
Oh, my God.
We are, except Lindsay's not coming because she's got to do some work late. So, yeah, I'll be taking the girls.
Sure. Air quotes.
Oh God, what a sucker. You are. She's got to work.
She's got a coach. She's got the swim team. They got practice tonight. We're heading out around 6, 6:30.
Baloney.
Meeting some folks down at Treasure Island, my parents included. They got a block party, got some music, hits of the 80s, baby, food trucks, kids' activities, and light them up.
Okay, first of all, that's a little cheating because now you're in a parking lot. Okay, I'm talking about in some crowded park, which normally can hold about 200 people, and there's 10,000.
I've done it every year since I can remember. I like the big fireworks show. Street fireworks, the ones you blow up on your backyard? No. Nah, that's not my thing.
It's all the sad and punishing accoutrements to get to the fireworks. That's the issue.
Hey, you got to suffer a little bit to really enjoy.
Oh, get up.
Really enjoy the high points of life.
I'm going to run him
Who
over.
Are you right now?
Honestly, I'm going to run him over with my car during the break. Okay, two questions here. Why are fireworks worth the entire hassle? Because they're not. They're just not. If you could just boom, they're right in your backyard. You got a patio, fine. But all the work, they're not worth it. Am I right or am I wrong? I'm still in the Dave Harrigan bit. And what are you doing with your family for the next 3-4 days, if it's going to rain every day, how many family members will not make it out of the house? Simple question. 651-461-9226. If we're at the house, I know this, we'll be in good shape because K&S Heating and Air Plumbing and Electric, ksheating.com. The deal is still out there. You could call them today. $7,795. That is correct. $7,795. And you had a Lennox high-efficient air conditioner and furnace. Guaranteed best deal in town. For $500 more, a heat pump. The beautiful heat pump, which you need when it's winter here, 10 months a year. Go online. Go to ksheating.com. Have them come out for an estimate. At worst, they'll give you a spring-summer tune-up and maybe get set up for the fall-winter tune-up. And if it's time, you're going to get the best deal possible. They've been in business for 36 years. I've been a customer for 10. Talking about them on the radio for 10, ksheating.com. Your Lindis Construction Time Check is 12:53. It's time to invest in energy-efficient Infinity from Marvin Windows and receive 75% off installation labor. Our Katie Perry, Rena Sargentopoulos is here. You're stuck with your family, 4th of July weekend, day after day after day. What do you do? The clear-cut winner so far is drink. I mean, the number of textures just saying drink. If I'm stuck,
well, you know, rain or shine at my house.
Yeah, that's happening for me. That is for sure. If I'm stuck with the family for 4 days, I go sit in my pickup, read a book, and listen to WCCO on the radio. That's very kind. Like that.
There you go. That's nice.
Very, very kind. Annual family poker tournament. What kind of card player is Rena Sargentopoulos?
Uno.
Old school. Uno. I like that.
Yes. We have like 12 versions of it, too.
Do you like playing board games?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not much of a board game player, but the family is. And I've been told, or I have been told, that that is a part of the fray during the rain the next day and a half or so. I will be drinking in the pickup truck also. I don't have one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Rena in the house. She's on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. We all know that she grew up in Pittsburgh and believes in Pittsburgh and was friends growing up with Mean Joe Green and Terry Bradshaw and all the other Steelers. Mm-hmm. So when you were growing up in the Steel City and it was a 4th of July weekend, what was the family go-to? Just hang out? Would you go to family members? Would you go to friends? Big fireworks person. What was your move?
Don't forget, I'm first generation born in this country. So literally my entire family lived within 4 feet of each other. So my my best friends growing up were all my cousins, all 712 of them. So we just roamed the neighborhood in like a little Greek gang.
Sounds dangerous. Dave, how would you feel if the Greeks are coming for you? All throughout, okay, Ohio, it's not Pittsburgh, it's Ohio, but that's the bit we're going to go with from now on. Dave, would you feel comfortable?
I don't feel comfortable already. I feel like they're coming after me right now.
Yeah.
So, you're on the list.
How high on the list is Dave to torment and storm? That's a very fair question. So I think it was 1 week ago today, we had Bill Guerin on, Wild general manager. And at some point in the conversation, I was asking Bill his favorite foods because he's lived a lot of different places. And he said his two favorite types of food are Italian and Greek. Okay, I feel like this town is okay at best in our Greek options. Am I underselling the Greek restaurants in the Twin Cities area?
No, there needs to be more options. So my daughter's godmother owns Gardens of Salonika, and of course, that to me is the best Greek restaurant
in
town.
Yep. That's good.
And but even then, she's scaled down how often she's open. She's only open like Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or maybe it's even Thursday, Friday, Saturday now. So we could definitely up our game here for sure.
Maybe that's a side business, because I mean the restaurant business is a lot of fun. They all work, you know. I mean, you're guaranteed to make all your money back in the restaurant business.
None of them close down ever.
Never.
Even the most popular ones,
no.
Ever.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, let's get back to Ohio growing up. Okay, young Rena, fireworks, yes or no?
I don't ever remember, like, going somewhere to see fireworks. Like, I think it was just, like, whatever someone was shooting off in the neighborhood is what you did. You grilled out, octopus on the grill.
Excuse me?
Yeah. I told you, I'm Greek.
Octopus.
So,
okay,
yeah.
So is this just small pieces we've cut up? Is this a larger octopus? What am I seeing on this grill?
No, smaller pieces. Like, you know, like a hot dog size piece of, yeah.
Dave, I would have preferred like a live octopus, and it's just placed on the grill.
Maybe kind of a, you know, a tank situation, a bunch of them in the tank. You can pick your own octopus.
Yeah. Well, okay, so you didn't want to be the
octopi?
Yeah, you did not want to be the torture, but somebody else was.
No, it was dead already.
I know, but
you don't put a cow on the grill. You put a hamburger on there.
Yeah, I mean, but what do you think? The octopus that just went here peacefully, let's give you, you know, a little medicine and put you to bed. Again,
Night night.
They hypnotized the octopus, I guess. Okay, all right. So octopus. I've had it before. It's okay, I guess. Maybe I need to have
it okay.
Prepared by the family. Would you do the traditional burgers too, or was it just all Greek?
Yes, absolutely. No, hot dogs, burgers, all, you know, potato salad, apple pie. My aunt was the queen of making like any dessert made out of Jell-O.
Get out of it.
Like seriously. Crushed up pretzels with like cream
gross.
Cheese and Jell-O.
Oh, God. Seriously.
Oh, yeah. She was the queen of that.
She's been like, kicked out of the family. I mean, at some point, that is just disgusting.
I still have some of those recipes. I shall make it for you one day.
No,
with
don't.
A side of ketchup.
Yeah. My name is Jason DeRussia. Okay. That's drop it off. That's my name. Okay. Now, your daughter is 8 or 7? What am I forgetting on the 8?
7.
Seven. Okay. We're going to have poor weather, but if the weather was good, are you inclined, you and the family, to drive? And let me just paint the picture. You're going to drive, again, the hypothetical, it's a nice night out. You're going to drive somewhere. You're going to park about 5 miles away. You're going to carry this wool blanket. You're going to walk around. You're going to sit. Mosquitoes are going to be gnawing at you. People are going to be angry. Your daughter's tired from having all sorts of fun. The fireworks are good, but then you're going to walk 5 miles back. By this point, people are deep in their cocktails. They're obnoxious. There's traffic situations, and you get home about 4:15 a.m. Does that sound appetizing to you?
Not even the tiniest bit, and you know me well enough to know that does not sound even remotely interesting.
No. If I brought fireworks, if I called my fireworks guy and had a 15-minute fireworks display in your backyard, would you at least go to the backyard or would you look out the window and enjoy them?
I look out the window. I mean, are you there or not there?
Yeah,
I'm dropping these off.
I'm dancing along with the fireworks. That is the entertainment.
Oh, I'm definitely not outside. I'm definitely not outside.
Dave Harrigan, two young, lovely, beautiful daughters. I painted the picture for you. Let's paint it again. You park 5 miles away. You got that wool blanket. The girls are tired. They're fatigued. They're crabby because it's been a busy day. Now you walk and you walk and you walk. You get there. It's crowded, sweaty people. The fireworks are fine if you watch until the end, and you're not big at endings. We know that. You're stuck in traffic. Okay. Then you got to walk back the 5 miles. The girls are even more crabby. You and Lindsay are fighting. You get home at 4:15, and by 5:45 the next morning, I'm texting you about another guest. Does this sound appetizing to you?
Doing it tonight.
Oh, my God.
We are, except Lindsay's not coming because she's got to do some work late. So, yeah, I'll be taking the girls.
Sure. Air quotes.
Oh, God, what a sucker. You are. She's got to work.
She's got a coach. She's got the swim team. They got practice tonight. We're heading out around 6:30.
Baloney.
Meeting some folks down at Treasure Island, my parents included. They got a block party, got some music, hits of the 80s, baby, food trucks, kids' activities, and light them up.
Okay, first of all, that's a little cheating because now you're in a parking lot. Okay, I'm talking about in some crowded park, which normally can hold about 200 people, and there's 10,000.
I've done it every year since I can remember. I like the big fireworks show. Street fireworks, the ones you know, blow up on your backyard? No. Nah, that's not my thing.
It's all the sad and punishing accoutrements to get to the fireworks. That's the issue.
Hey, you got to suffer a little bit to really enjoy.
Oh, get up.
Really enjoy the high points of life.
I'm going to run him
Who
over.
Who are you right now?
Honestly, I'm going to run him over with my car during the break. Okay, two questions here. Why are fireworks worth the entire hassle? Because they're not. They're just not. If you could just boom, they're right in your backyard. You got a patio, fine. But all the work, they're not worth it. Am I right or am I wrong? I'm still in the Dave Harrigan bit. And what are you doing with your family for the next 3-4 days, if it's going to rain every day, how many family members will not make it out of the house? Simple question. 651-461-9226. If we're at the house, I know this, we'll be in good shape because K&S Heating and Air Plumbing and Electric, ksheating.com. The deal is still out there. You could call them today. $7,795. That is correct. $7,795. And you had a Lennox high efficient air conditioner and furnace. Guaranteed best deal in town. For $500 more, a heat pump. The beautiful heat pump, which you need when it's winter here, 10 months a year. Go online. Go to ksheating.com. Have them come out for an estimate. At worst, they'll give you a spring, summer tune-up and maybe get set up for the fall, winter tune-up. And if it's time, you're going to get the best deal possible. They've been in business for 36 years. I've been a customer for 10, talking about them on the radio for 10, ksheating.com. Your Lindis construction time check is 12:53. It's time to invest in energy-efficient Infinity from Marvin Windows and receive 75% off installation labor. Our Katie Perry, Rena Sargentopoulos is here. You're stuck with your family, 4th of July weekend, day after day after day. What do you do? The clear-cut winner so far is drink. I mean, the number of textures, just saying drink. If I'm stuck
rain or shine at my house.
Yeah, that's happening for me. That is for sure. If I'm stuck with the family for 4 days, I go sit in my pickup, read a book, and listen to WCCO on the radio. That's very kind. Like that.
There you go. That's nice.
Very, very kind. Annual family poker tournament. What kind of card player is Rena Sargentopoulos?
Uno.
Uno. Old school. Uno. I like that.
Yes. We have 12 versions of it, too.
Do you like playing board games?
Yeah.
Yeah? I'm not much of a board game player, but the family is, and I'm being told, or I have been told, that that is a part of the fray during the rain the next day and a half or so. I will be drinking in the pickup truck also. I don't have one, but I will find one, and I don't know, I don't have, you know, my guy Charge. Charge loves board games. They just don't do it for me. Harrigan, board game guy?
Simple game and a short game.
Yep.
Don't give me one of the, you know, the crazy, the ones that Charge is probably into, the ones that, you know, you got to tell a story for 8 hours. And Monopoly, no one's ever completed a game of Monopoly.
Nah.
It's never happened in the history of the game.
I would love
What's
to see.
What's that game where you, like, conquer countries?
Risk.
Risk? Yeah.
I suppose that's one. There's probably
There's more.
800,000.
That's the big one. Probably. That's the big dog.
That's the big, right? I would love to see a picture of the Greek gang with Rena in it. Do you have, can we send a Dave at some point, young Rena with the family, and we post that for our podcast video. We haven't talked about the podcast as much lately. That's on me. That is my fault. You can podcast this show so many ways. Odyssey, Apple, just anywhere podcasts are available. Chad Hartman Show. Sign up. We'd love to have you do it. They download right to your phone. Can we? Do you have a great old school picture you and the family back when you were younger?
Oh, I'm sure I can find something. I have to go into the basement and dig.
Yeah.
But yes, without a doubt.
3 days with my family. I'm doing gummies, beverages, and a pipe.
Yikes.
That's good. Chad, you are correct. Get some at Target. Do them in the street. Don't forget, when you go to the big show, everyone has to be coated in bug spray, which is always a plus. Yeah, that's another issue. When it just smells like bug spray wherever you go. Ugh.
Everything's sticky.
How does Cujo, your dog Cujo, handle fireworks in the neighborhood? Biting more people or not fazed?
He's not fazed.
Really?
How could you
not
tell?
Not fazed at all. No. And we put Prozac. We put him on Prozac the other day, so we'll see how that goes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did you hear Dave's line? How could you tell if he's biting more or less people? What's the difference between doggy Prozac and human Prozac?
I don't know. Probably price.
Did you just go to a pharmacy and say, Irina would like some Prozac, and you started popping the dog with the Prozac, or was this from a vet?
No, the vet prescribed it, but you can get dog prescriptions filled at human pharmacies, so they fill it at the human pharmacy.
Any sense so far?
Nothing. He hasn't bit anyone in a while, so now that I said that,
what's
we're
that?
All going to get
a week
chewed on.
I mean,
yeah, what? Like a week.
A week. There we go.
A week.
Congratulations. All right. See you later.
See ya. Have a good one.
You too. 57 past 12. Susan K. Jones with the update, and then summer blockbusters and Tom Cruise early next hour, plus major at 135. Your Lindis Construction Time Check is 12:53. It's time to invest in energy-efficient Infinity from Marvin Windows and receive 75% off installation labor. Our Katie Perry, Rena Sargentopoulos is here. You're stuck with your family, 4th of July weekend, day after day after day. What do? The clear-cut winner so far is drink. I mean, the number of textures just saying drink. If I'm stuck,
well, you know, rain or shine at my house.
Yeah, that's happening for me. That is for sure. If I'm stuck with the family for 4 days, I go sit in my pickup, read a book, and listen to WCCO on the radio. That's very kind. Like that.
There you go. That's nice.
Very, very kind. Annual family poker tournament. What kind of card player is Rena Sargentopoulos?
Uno.
Old school. Uno. I like that.
Yes. We have like 12 versions of it, too.
Do you like playing board games?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not much of a board game player, but the family is. And I've been told, or I have been told, that that is a part of the fray during the rain the next day and a half or so. I will be drinking in the pickup truck also. I don't have one, but I will find one. And I don't know. I don't have, you know, my guy Charge. Charge loves board games. They just don't do it for me. Harrigan, board game guy?
Simple game and a short game.
Yep.
Don't give me one of the, you know, the crazy, the ones that Church is probably into, the ones that, you know, you got to tell a story for 8 hours. And Monopoly, no one's ever completed a game of Monopoly.
Nah.
It's never happened in the history of the game.
I would love
What's
to see.
A game where you, like, conquer countries?
Risk.
Risk? Yeah.
I suppose that's one. There's probably...
There's more.
800,000.
That's the big one. That's the big dog.
That's the big, right? I would love to see a picture of the Greek gang with Rena in it. Do you have, can we send a Dave at some point, young Rena with the family, and we post that for our podcast video? We haven't talked about the podcast as much lately. That's on me. That is my fault. You can podcast this show so many ways. Odyssey, Apple. Just anywhere podcasts are available, Chad Hartman Show. Sign up. We'd love to have you do it. They download right to your phone. Do you have a great old school picture, you and the family, back when you were younger?
Oh, I'm sure I can find something. I have to go into the basement and dig.
Yeah.
But yes, without a doubt.
3 days with my family. I'm doing gummies, beverages, and a pipe.
Yikes.
That's good. Chad, you are correct. Get some at Target. Do them in the street. Don't forget, when you go to the big show, everyone has to coat it in bug spray, which is always a plus. Yeah, that's another issue. When it just smells like bug spray wherever you go. Ugh.
Everything's sticky.
How does Cujo, your dog Cujo, handle fireworks in the neighborhood? Biting more people or not fazed?
He's not fazed.
Really?
How could you
not
tell?
Not fazed at all. No. And we put Prozac, put him on Prozac the other day, so we'll see how that goes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did you hear Dave's line? How could you tell if he's biting more or less people? What's the difference between doggy Prozac and human Prozac?
I don't know. Probably price.
Did you just go to a pharmacy and say, Irina would like some Prozac, and you started popping the dog with the Prozac, or was this from a vet?
No, the vet prescribed it, but you can get dog prescriptions filled at human pharmacies, so they fill it at the human pharmacy.
Any sense so far?
Nothing. He hasn't bit anyone in a while, so now that I said that,
we're
all going to get
a week
chewed on.
I mean,
yeah, like a week.
Week. There we go.
A week.
Congratulations. All right. See you later.
See ya. Have a good one.
You too. 57 past 12. Susan K. Jones with the update. And then summer blockbusters and Tom Cruise early next hour. Plus major at 135.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.